So thanks so much for the opportunity. May I have your name again?
My name is Daniel Cochran.
Nice to meet you. My name is Yu Chen. And let's start with an easy question. Have you got any ice cream yet?
I did not get ice cream yet. I'm waiting. They have to replenish the supply.
Thanks. So basically, you can see we have this scale here. It's like we can see one side is trust and one side is distrust. So when you think of yourself on this scale, you see me here, right? So where would you put yourself on the scale regarding to the voting process? It's like the whole system. It's not like specific preference. It's more like the whole voting system. Where would you put yourself?
I would put myself at an 8 on your scale towards trust.
Oh, so more like trust?
More trust. Yes, more trust.
Okay. So is there any like, why do you choose 8? Or is there any like personal experience regard to voting that you want to share?
Yeah, I think because there's a lot of checks and balances. When I go to the voting booth, I feel like it would be hard to make the process in such a way that I didn't trust it. I think because there's people from both sides, and I voted for a long time. So, I mean, I've been part of polling places where there's people from both parties equally represented. The process is transparent when you go in. I have used electronic voting, but here it spits out the little printed ballot and you stick it in a machine, so it's not going into some cloud somewhere. I don't feel like somebody's rigging the vote on the other end.
I see. So there's any like very impressive voting experience to you?
A very impressive what?
Voting experience.
Yeah, I think all my voting experiences have been good, right? You go to your local school and, you know, the setup, and there's enough people observing it to make sure that things are going the way they should go. I don't know. So much of it's still paper-based. I think, again, the mistrust comes from thinking that somebody's going to change something electronically or after the fact. But it doesn't seem like that. I mean, unless they do something with the papers between, you know, giving it in the, putting in the box and whatnot. But, I mean, it's a lockbox and... Yeah, I feel like it's as safe as it could be, which is why I wouldn't say I'm a 10. Like, something could happen, but I mostly trust it.
So, since you mentioned, like, it could be 10, so is that the number you think people should be on the scale? Or, like, at least that's the point that we want to pursue?
Well, I don't know that any system would be foolproof, so I think 10 is an ideal. So I don't think you could say, well, it's impossible that it would, yeah. But I think somewhere past a 5, you know, maybe 6 or 7 is where people, quote unquote, should be.
So do you think there's any, under what situation or what people can do to improve this kind of trust?
I do think the system of having observers and having people from both parties or any parties that are involved, equally represented and like obvious too, that there's representation from all the sides, because you know when you vote in a specific community, so you probably could be voting like a majority of the people in that community, and you'd feel more comfortable with that as opposed to going somewhere completely neutral. Although mostly I vote ahead of time and go to the local library, so it's not, you know, directly in my community. But I think having a lot of people there that are observing and a process that seems like it would be hard to hack, you know, because it's still very paper-based. I think that contributes to my trust.
That's nice. Thanks. And so here we have this vote challenges is to teach the kids how to vote. Basically, you can see that's the kids from the UWM Children's Center. So imagine you are in front of them. How would you like to tell them why we need to vote and how do you do it? Yeah, just imagine using their language. How would you going to explain the process to them?
So I'm an educator. I have a bit of a background to like answer this from. I think I would connect it to self-determination. I would connect it to first explaining that you have a right to decide some things about your community, whether it's at the local level or, you know, it's a little more abstract for a very young kid to think about a national level. And to that overall, for kids at this age to like make choices is just a fundamental thing that we need to teach kids to do. And then you would tag onto that for making choices about people who make decisions for you and explain that component of it. So that, you know, the representation, like they would need to understand a bit of that process, I think. But there's a lot of easy ways where expressing preferences for something and teaching kids that, you know, you don't have all the choices in the world, but when you're given a choice, really think about it and make your decision and be self-determined.
So it's basically you want to connect the voting with like making choices, right?
Yes, I would connect to making choices as a fundamental thing that we should be teaching kids. Like expressly teaching them.
So like have you ever explained to them like how to do it, like the process?
I know I've been part of schools where we would have a mock vote, you know, so that they would understand, you know, you could just write your choice on a piece of paper and submit it or something like that, or is there any kind of polling that happens in the classroom for making choices and also then seeing the results, right? So it connects to math education as well. The understanding that of majority polling kind of situation. So I think they need that visual representation.
Thanks. So are there any other stories or things you want to add?
No, I don't have any kids of my own, so I've never had to teach my own how to do this. So I'm not sure of the specific details of that, but I don't think it's a... I think the actual voting itself is so simple any kid can understand it, but it's the reason why that we would need to do some education around.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.